It's graduation season, and there's no commencement speaker in greater demand than the President of the United States. And with his busy schedule, President Barack Obama can only choose a few schools a year. And yesterday, Rutgers University in New Jersey became one of them. So, why Rutgers?
The truth is, Rutgers, I came here because you asked. Now, it's true that a lot of schools invite me to their commencement every year, but you are the first to launch a three-year campaign. Emails, letters, tweets, YouTube videos. I even got three notes from the grandmother of your student body president.
I guess you were just going to keep sending letters and hoping that he would eventually come.
That's outgoing student body president Matthew Panconi. And while his grandmother might have sealed the deal, he deserves some of the credit, too.
He and his fellow students worked on petitions, a Facebook group, videos. And a month ago, after Rutgers had already confirmed journalist Bill Moyers as the commencement speaker, Panconi was in Washington, and he hand-delivered one last invitation to the White House.
I figured, you know, what's the worst that could happen? They're gonna tell me no.
2 days later, he got a yes. The university had two graduation speakers, Obama and Moyers. Panconi says the years of work that went into that moment, totally worth it for both him and his grandmother.
She was sitting there in her VIP seating, and she was loving every minute of it.
In his speech, President Obama talked about maintaining hope and persistence in the face of adversity, but we're confident that Matt Panconi, his grandmother, and the Rutgers class of 2016 already knew that.